Kumlana Baker Mother Rapid of Chavov and Aleph, the Mishnah. Look at the Mishnah. Shilya Bebayis. If the afterbirth is found in the house, Habayis Tame, the entire house is Tame. Why? Loisha Hashilya Vlad. Not because the afterbirth itself, that's the Vlad. Loisha ain't Shilya Belay Vlad. There's no way that the Shilya could have been there. You don't have an afterbirth, a placenta, and all that, unless there was a Vlad there as well. Rab Shimon says, the Vlad disintegrates in the house. Shimon says, if it already dissolved, Nimuk HaVlad, actually, Yotza, maybe the Vlad was already dissolved or disintegrated before it came outside. And so what? But Luchayt is still there. It's inside the Shilya. But the Vlad that got mixed up with blood and his bottle B'Rayv. Says the Gemara, it's not about we learned, Shilya, Tchilosa, how does it start shaping itself? Deme Luchut Shel Ediv, it starts out like a string of the Ediv of the horizontal one, which is thicker of a Sefer, Deme Keturmas, then it ends up like some kind of one of the legumes, the Chalul, the Chatzitzitz, and has hollow like a trumpet. Then Shilya, Pchusa, Metefach, and every Shilya, the size of a Shilya is a Tefach. It expands and becomes the size of some kind of a kidney, it's a legume. And it's not less than the size of a tefach. Shilya is similar to the pupik of a tanagoyle in the giz of a tanagoyle. Shadak in yetsin menu, where you have veins coming out of it. Tanya be learned. Or intestines. Tanya be learned. Rabbi Yoishi is eidim chavraya. Chamisha shiurin tefach. There are five things out there that the law is. They have to be a tefach. The Eluhen, Shilya, we just had a Shilya, the size of a Shilya is a Tefach. Shilya is the afterbirth. Then you have a Shefer, the size of a Shefer, minimum is a Tefach. Then you have a Shedra, the spine of a Lulav has to stick out above the Hadas of Tefach. And then you have Deif and Sukkah, the wall of a Sukkah on the third side has to be a Tefach, within three Tefachim of the corner. And the Ezev and the Hyssop. So now the Gemara explains. Shilya, Hadam, we just said. Shefer, the Tanya, we learn Kama, Yeshia, Shefer, how long should a Shefer be? Peter, Shep, Shimming, a little, Kadesh, then be other, you know, Lord, holding your hand, and Vigida, Lakan, a hand is definitely generally a Tefach, but you don't put your thumb here, so it sticks out from both ends. Tefach, Shedra, Mayi, what do you mean by spine? Amra, Pan, Lachamad, Abyechelan, Shedra, Shalulav, the spine of a Lulav, Tzodashe, Yetzim, and a Hadas Tefach. Now, the spine of it, when we say the Lulav has to stick out above the Hadas of Tefach, people make a mistake and think it's just the leaves of the lulav. It's the spine. The spine is the part where all the leaves are still attached. And then you can see right in the middle of the spine, and then you see the leaves continue growing afterwards. That's no longer the spine. The spine part has to be a tefach above the hadas and everything else. So the actual lulav can be two tefachim above the hadas, a three tefachim, because the leaves continue, the shoots continue going up beyond the spine. So that is a tefach. Yeah. And Dave and Sukkah, the wall of a Sukkah, was that all about? Tanya Stein, Kilchos, and Shlishta, Philip Tefach. The third is even a Tefach. Eze of a Hissab, Tan of Chia, Eze of Tefach. How long should the Hissab be a Tefach? Amachin Yabacha, Papa, Dodish, Shele, Ish, Kvarta, Marta, Tlas, Masnita, Hidash, and three Bryces, Vitarta, Shmaita, and two Gemaras. Shiura, Tefach, that the Shir is a Tefach. Says the Gemara, Tarti, two from the Amorayim, Chodi, there's only one here from an Amora. Rabbi Ema, Rabbi Chia said, "It's Ezev Tefach." It says it Tani Rabbi Chia, which is a Braisa, and you tell me that there's two from Amoraim. So you say, "No, there are two from Amoraim," because say Amar Rabbi Chia Ezev Tefach, not Tani, which is a Braisa, but say Amar, which Rabbi Chia then is like an Ameida. Says Gemara Vesuleka, are these the only din that have a tefach? Ve'ika, and that's what Gemara will be talking about right now. There are a number of other dinim that require a tefach. When it comes to the laws of tumah, we know tefach al tefach harim tefach meruba is an oil, is a box, it's a small oil, maybe it's a tumah. At what we made with tumah, if you have a kazayis of a mess on one side of it, and you have another something else on the other side, if they're inside a minimum of a box of a tefach by tefach and the height of a tefach, the tumah spreads. So the tumah, even though they're not touching, they're in contact, the tumah spreads. So here's another din of a tefach. The choitzes bifnei tumah and it obstructs tumah as well. We're talking about a single tefach, not a square tefach by a tefach. So it's different than the cases that we're talking about. Next question: if you have a tanur, those days were portable, so if you have the handle, which is a stone, and it's sticking out from the tanur tefach, if it's a tefach, it's part of the tanur, it's part of the oven. And how much do we say by a kira? We say three as boy is considered part of the oven. And chibus get attached to the oven. The oven becomes tummy. They become tummy as well. So nu. So says the Gemara. Key kamni in hecha the bottom of the chal. We're talking about cases where the minimum is a tefach, Aval hocha cholshkin botzim tefach yetanu. Here the buvaket, if it's greater than a tefach, we say it will be cut off. It's a tefach or less. And we're not talking about or less. We need davka tefach. A pellet of Rashi here. I just sort of learned the Rashi because why is it pellet? It's exactly the opposite of the Gemara Shabbos. Gemara Shabbos, we say the difference between a tanu and a kida is a place that you can put two pots. So the heat sort of is not so strong. A kupach is of a square box. You put the logs underneath, but you have one hole there for a keli. A tanur is a cylinder. So you have one hole for a keli, and the heat is on the bottom, and everything is concentrated. So that's why it's so hot by tanur. We're so strict. That's the Gemara Shabbos. Look at Rashi there. Tanur, says Rashi, mokum shepisa steak datus. A tanur is a box that you can put two pots, and kid is a mokum shepisa lachas, and kid is where you can put only one pot, which is a pel. Exactly the opposite of what it says over there. And over there is Mamash Negei Halacha Shabbos, why a tanur is so much stricter than a kida. And I'm looking over here, I don't see him even alerting us. He brings an Oruch and an Ner, so maybe. He brings a Hagoy Zabach, Higi Elosh and Ashi Shams. I'm not sure what he's referring to there. Okay. Anyway, let's go weiter. No, Vayika, what about Tanure? Sorry? But it doesn't ask a question on the Tanur. Yeah, okay. No problem. Okay. Let me say the Shah sends it on there as well. Okay. So the Gemara, I have another question. They used to have like little kitchen sets for little kids to play with. So they had ovens for kids to play with. Young girls. I guess in those days, boys were not allowed to play with the kitchen toys. Sorry? You'll see, Batum. So Tanure b'nais tefach, these girls who play with an oven for fun. The Tanya we learned Tanur tchilosai arba. A Tanur starts out for tvachim. In other words, b'shir of dalad. Even I made in order for an oven to be considered, you completed the job. So if it becomes tummy, it's tummy. When's a kid become tummy? When you complete it. The minimum oven to be considered an oven has to be four tvachim. Even a toy oven has to be four tvachim. And v'shira dalav, and I don't care what size it started out, it has to remain four tefachim. Let's say start out 10, and at least four tefachim left, it's an oven. Divrei Rab Meir.
When you say it's got the four tefachim, but it has to look like it's some.
It means that like you can still use it. An oven became tameh, and you broke it, right? When you break an oven, it becomes tameh. But if you got parts of the oven that are still four tefachim, that you can put a tray in there, then it's still tameh. That part retains the tumah. Okay, that's a meir. When do we say start it up big and then you break it? Okay, it has to finish off with four. I will be cotton if you had made a small oven. I say if it's a small one, whenever you decided that's the size of the oven I'm making, even a kosher, we'll see what a kosher is, that's an oven. Once you completed the job, and out of that, if it broke, as long as Ruba, the majority of it, still left, it's still an oven. It can still be used, and if it became tummy, it retains its tumma. Now, what size are we talking about? The minimum size in oven tefach. The girls who play with ovens and make it a tefach. So nobody could be used. It wasn't just a mock-up set, but they actually used it. Now when it says ruba, it doesn't mean ruba of a tefach. Ruba is talking about if it was larger than a tefach, then as long as the rave is left, and that rave is greater than a tefach. But we see another din of a tefach here. Oh, here's a machlek, as a mei chachamni. We're talking about straight out cases. Everyone agrees that a shayfet has to be a tefach, chalulav has to stick out a tefach. We're talking about dinim, which everyone agrees. Now that you introduce this idea that if there's a machlekes, we don't want to get involved in it, is honami plukti, then if so, I can tell you that this is also machlekes, the tani safer than safer. Regarding an oven generally, when we say the handles, the previous question was about handles. And we asked a question, and our answer was because it's a maximum handle, but even less is included. I'll give you another answer. There's a machlekes there, because Rabbi Yehuda said, Loi amru tefach, when do we say tefach? Depends which way the oven is. If the oven is facing the wall and the handle is facing the wall, or the handle is facing sideways. So you say like this, Loi amru tefach, when do we say that the handle is a tefach, elimina tanur, or the kaisel, that is divides the oven and the wall. So greater than a tefach, you're going to cut part of that shape, part of that handle off. So therefore, all it is a tefach. Why? Because you want to bring the oven as close as possible to the wall. You want it to sit stable. You don't want it to tip over and so on and so forth. But if the handle is more than a tefach, inevitably you are going to shave it off to bring it to a tefach and no more. But if it's facing the house, for example, then why would you cut off if it's two tefachim? In fact, it makes it even easier to move. You're not going to cut it off. So Rabbi Yehuda argues on them. This din of a tefach. Okay, but I have more dinim of a tefach. Don't we have the case of Mizgeres tefach? Don't we have the case by the shulchan that you have over there that is a tefach, the staves that go around the shulchan? So I said again, it's written clearly in the Torah. We're not going to quote here. We're talking about, it says in Mishnah or Gemara, but we're not going to quote the Torah. The other things are tefach, we're not going to talk about it. Tefach. For example, the kapoides is a tefach. So Gemara says, and the kapodis doesn't say clearly. So again, kachin le kamayim. We're not talking about kachin. What about dayo le kodesh yichav a tefach by an eidav by a? If you have a mavli, if you have a three walls, and the fourth wall is wide open, the only way you can carry is either have a lechi by a mashu, or a kodesh. A kodesh has to be a tefach because you want people to notice it. So lechi you'll notice it's right there on your side. A lechi is a post, you'll see it. But a kodesh is a beam above the head, so you have to be noticeable. It has to be a tefach. We said it has to be to carry, you know, bricks on it. So here you have another din of a tefach. Why don't you include that in your dinim?
You couldn't do a wire?
You don't need a there's a source of Pesach. You don't do wires. It's sort of a different thing altogether. That's not a koyle. That's a source of Pesach. Here, the din is by koyle. It has to be a tefach. It has to be able to carry a brick that's a levena, and so on. Yeah. So he says, "Shirchava tefach midrabbanon lekamay." We're not talking about midrabbanon. We're not talking about rabbanon. We're very limiting here. What we start off this you know this open-ended statement. Everything's a tefach, and now we're knocking out kachim, knocking out teder, knocking out the rabbanon. Yeah.
So when you're making this at the mavli to the shul sarabim, you want to do something more than tzuras pesach. That's why you just kind of stab a wire. And
you could. You make it. If you don't make it tzuras pesach, you're making this. You're making a beam. If you're making a beam, there's different ways of doing it. One way is a beam.
So a beam doesn't have to have two supporting things like a tzuras pesach.
No, a beam is a beam. It has to be a heker. People wonder why there's a beam here suddenly. All it is a heker. Tzuras pesach is a wall. Different logic behind it. Ella b'diksiven, yeah, but Rabban le kamaydi. Ella, what are we talking about? B'diksiven. We're talking about things which are the mitzvahs in the Torah. Well, mefashirai, but doesn't tell us how much. Lulav, shayfer, shilya. These are things written in the Torah. Doesn't tell us how much. Yossi, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta kamed Rav Kana. Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Shmuel, the son of Marta, sat before Rav Kana. But Yossi got beside him and he said, Omer Rav Yomarav, Kol shloishes yomim harishonim. Let's say there was a Vlad came out of the mother, and then the afterbirth came out 3 days later. Is kol shloisha yomim harishonim? Let's say came out a day later, 2 days later. The placenta will say toilah shilya b'vlad. We'll say that this shilya, this afterbirth, is connected to the Vlad that came out yesterday, the day before. However, and we're not saying oh maybe there was another Vlad or something. Because if they would say there's another Vlad, then maybe the surviving Vlad was the one who survived was a boy, and maybe you'll start saying, oh, the other one might have been a girl, and you start all the chumras of a girl.
And so now we're moving away from Tumel.
We finished with Tefach. We finished with Tefach. Now we're going back to Al Gemara, or Shilya. So we're saying, yeah, Shilya, the first 3 days, we're going to assume if there was a Vlad prior to that, that it's connected to that Vlad, and that's it. However, mikan ve'elich, if it's beyond 3 days, then we start saying that maybe choishin levlanach, maybe it was a girl, maybe that the first one was a boy, this one is a girl, and therefore you have to sit now not just 7 days for a boy, but maybe 14 days for a girl as well. And even the first vlad is in the cave. This is 4 days later, so maybe you have to start counting again. You finish your 14 days from the first vlad, you have to continue counting because maybe it's 14 days from the second from the shulya. So Machman, Amalei, he said to him, "Did Rav actually say this? Didn't Rav say, 'Ain have Vlad mis Achaveda klum'? Didn't we say that if there's two Vlads, the second one comes out straight away? it doesn't delay at all. So what are you telling me, that if a shilya came out 4 days later, that's the second vlad? We Rav Sarah said the second vlad doesn't come out. Ishti didn't answer. Omale, he said to him, Dilma, kan be nefil, kan be ben kayama. If there was a nefil, a miscarriage, then the second one couldn't hang around for a while. But if the first one was a vlad that survived, then we say that the second vlad will come out straight away. Omale said to him, at Amrit Lishmaita the Rabbi, you're saying it as if what? You're coming to explain his words. I want you to know that actually, Befeder Jomer Avochi, Rav actually said his klar. He said, Hipila Nafel, if you miscarried, Achekachi Pila Shilya, if you're Mapla Nafel, then the Shilya, it's possible that the Shilya will come out later. That's what he says. Kol Shloish Yomim Tainus Ashilya Bevlad. The first 3 days, we say that the Shilya and the Nafel were the one and the same. And Mekame Eilu Choshel Vlad Acher. So when does Rav say this din that after 3 days we're Choshes for another Vlad? If the first Vlad was a Nafel, was a miscarriage. However, Yolda, if there was a proper child that came out, the Achekachi Pila Shilya, and then the Shilya, the afterbirth came out afterwards, Afilu Mekan Vadazal Yomim Ein Choshel Vlad Acher. And I'm worried about another Vlad because we believe that if you have two twins that are both alive, they'll both come out one after another. Yeah, now we're focusing on Shilya. We didn't really focus on Shilya before. We're focusing on Shilya. Mishnah talks about Shilya. And the Shilya ain't Shilya, but Loi Vlad. So we're saying it's not the Pshat, it's a new Vlad. It depends. So if there was a Nafel that came out first, and then within 3 days came out, Shilya, we'll say it's a connected. Afterward, we'll say it's another Vlad. But if there was a Vlad that Ben Kayama that survived, then we say that there's no second Vlad there. Because if it was second Vlad, it would come out straight away. Says the Gemara, Shmuel, the Talmidei the Rav, Shmuel, and the Talmidim of Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda. Once Rav passed away, all the Talmidim of Rav moved to Shmuel, including Rabbi Yehuda. That's why you're finding Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel. And Rabbi Yehuda, when he moved to Shmuel, he would tell him over all these things. But interesting, Rav never called him Shin. It was Shmuel who always called him, you clever one, you sharp one. Because Rabbi Yehuda was telling over to Shmuel all the things that Rav used to say. So once they were sitting there, Yosvi, Choli, Va'ozl, Rabbi Yosef, Breid, Rabbi Menashe, Medavi, Lapayu. Rabbi Yosef, the son of Menashe from Davil, went right by them. I guess, and he didn't say hello to them, or didn't say Shalom Aleichem, sit down with them. So Va'osi, and he's going, Amma, so Shmuel said, Osi lan Gavra, oh, here comes a guy, the Raminale, we can ask him, Begila de Chitosa, we can ask him all about wheat, and those simple questions. And then he will try to work his way out and pushes away. He won't have a clue how to answer. In other words, he's an Amoritz. Shmuel was upset why the guy didn't want to sit down with him, I guess, and join their learning. Ad Hochi also, in the meantime, he came by. Shmuel called him over and said, tell me, my Omer Rav Shilya. Tell me, you know anything at all what Rav said about Shilya? Omele Hochi, this is what Rav said. Ein toilines Ashilya, Ashilya ele bedover shel kayama. Rav said that when do we say about a shilya that maybe there's a vlad? If there was a full pregnancy, yeah. Now, when do we say that if a shilya comes out after a first vlad, after nafel, whatever it is that we are worried about the shilya is only if the shilya itself, the nafel came out was should have been a complete birth and it didn't turn out that way. Rashi, Bedova Shekayama. Shekiyaitse boy miskayim, that something similar would have survived. Im hayyim hoye chadoshav. If, let's say, today, if it would have been for 9 months, it would have survived. It's a full ilamute, what are we coming to exclude? Sheim he pila dova she'en ro lebris neshama. Let's say the nafel that came first. When do we say about the shilya that worried about Vlad, if the nafel that came first was it could have been a full-fledged baby, but if let's say what came out was something that could never survive, lemoshel the yerech echad beemtza, a thigh in the middle, a goof otum, or a body that wasn't formed, or my pelos mi behemel chayiv oif, the achikachi pila shilya, then you gave birth to shilya. When do we say that within the first 3 days, if there was a nafel and a shilah came out, the shilah connected a nafel, if the nafel could have, you know, looked like it's starting out to be a normal child, had it continued developing, it miscarried after 40, 50, 60 days. But had you continued developing, it would have been a full-fledged child. Okay, that's called nafel. But if you can see that this nafel was deformed in any way, that could never have survived even been 9 months, then definitely the shilya comes with another vlad. It's not part of this. That's what the Rav said, which is a new kvetch. Says the Gemara, Shailin Lishmul, he asked the ultimate Rav, how come I never heard this before? All said, Hachi. Yeah, Rav Taka said that. He turned around to Rav Yehuda and said, Rav Yehuda was embarrassed. Because Rav Yehuda was sitting there trying to tell over to Shmuel all the din of Rav, and he forgot to tell him such an important din. We just said before that in the first 3 days, the Shulia comes after a nafel, after miscarriage, we say the Shulia is part of it. Now suddenly there's a whole, it depends. It depends what does nafel look like. So the Gemara, boy, Rabbi Yisi asked a question. How mapel is musaidiv? If you mapel, let's say something that looks like a raven, vishilya, and then afterwards came out a shilya, ma, what's it in? Do we say the shilya is connected to the ediv or not? Because you said before, the first 3 days, the shilya, the afterbirth, is connected to whatever came out first. We only say that a shilya is something that is natural by a person. So in other words, we'll assume the shilya had another vlad because this is an eidiv, and an eidiv is not normal, but not a bird. Rashi says, but even a behemoth a chai, yeah, but not a bird. And others say that, that only for Adam, depending which shit we follow. We have a mayor and a chacham in there, yeah. So therefore, a bird definitely not. So by bird, all over the eyes and the side of the face. So by a bird, they accept the owl. So by a bird, we will say that the shulia is not part of the bird; it's another vlad. Says the Gemara. What about the following case? What about shulia kshuru by ma? What about the shulia is attached to whatever it is that came out? What happens then? Do we say the shulia is really part of it or not? Let's say a bird, whatever. You ask me a question that can never be. If it's a bird, it can't be the shulia is attached to it. Eisvei, that's the question. If you mapple a behemachayvayf and the shilya is with them, if the shilya is attached to them, then the shilya probably belongs to them. Then we don't say, oh, maybe it's another vlad. Oh, but ain't shilya kshuri iman, but there's no shilya attached to them, then chayshul v'alachel. Hareini, well, chayshul another vlad. So therefore, since we're chayshul another vlad, we throw on them chaymish nevladis. That's what. If we say that the first thing that Nevel was born was a boy, we'll say maybe that the Shulya was a girl. So if I sit for a boy and a girl, we're talking about Kontra Meir, who says that if you mapple a behemoth or a chai and eif, you still have to sit and everything else. But we have about machlekes. Maybe depends on which reason. And if you follow the chacham and hold the behemah of a chaya, there's no yuledus. So what's the chumro shneim? Chumro shneim is we'll give a nida. If you're not giving birth and there's blood, then you're a nida. So the Gemara, so because shilya you be tummy 2 weeks, and because of that you tummy 1 week. So the Gemara, shani oimer, I say shem and emuach. I say that what? That maybe dissolved this vlad dissolved with the shilya, and it all dissolved. Shafir shall shilya, the nemecha shilya shall shafir. So that's clearly here. We're worried that maybe dissolved the shafir of the shilya, the sack that's in the shilya, and then and the other sack, maybe the shilya dissolved of that. So what we see clearly from here that it's possible for an animal or a behemoth, a chay or an oif to have a shilya attached to it. And you said davar she'enu. So you have to ask a good question. A good question. Says more about Omar Rabba Bashel and Rabba Masna Mashmu, Mice of the story, Vitolus, a Shilya Bavlad, I said, Yamim, once happened, and there was a Shilya that came out of the woman 10 days after birth, and still we said, maybe it's associated with that birth, even though we said before 3 days. Veloy Amru, Toilin, and when do we say that we assume that this Shilya, this afterbirth, is connected to the Vlad? Ela Bishaloy, Hava, Achara Vlad. El b'shilya habo achar vlad. If the shilya came after the vlad, no, if the shilya came before the vlad, maybe it's from a different vlad. But if the shilya, the first is a vlad, and then the shilya, even 10 days later, we're going to assume that the shilya came from that particular vlad. Because if the shilya came before the vlad, we're going to say that the shilya was maybe from another child that dissolved another vlad, and the what happened to and the vlad that came out, what happened to it shafir, that dissolved. We don't know what happened to that. So this whole din that we're saying they were associating the shilya to vlad is only the shilya came after the vlad. Says a 23 days later, they said that what, that the shilya that came out afterwards is connected to vlad. Are you telling me you? Sorry, another time you told another thing you told was 24. There's a story once that it was delayed after 33 days. We're upping the ante. 33 days. You told us 34. You told us 34. Interesting. Very interesting. We had throughout Shas that Abaye was constantly reminding Rabbi Yosef that you told us last time something else. Now you see why it's happening. Because Rabbi Yosef did that to his own Rebbe as well. Twice already, he told him, you last time told us differently. Comes around, goes around, comes around. Sorry?
There's no halachic implication about the extra day.
You'll soon see. Says the Gemara, Amrullah, and you told us, Hanicha, this all makes sense. Lamandama, the one who says, Ye ledis letisha, ye ledis lemukutoyin. This makes sense according to the one who says that when we say 9 months, it doesn't mean nine whole months. It could be in the ninth month, even a day in the ninth month. So it's possible. Remember, an 8 month baby, according to Allah, legally is not considered a living baby. So it's a 7 or 9 month. So you're telling me that it's possible that within 33 days to have a 7 and 9 month babies. If you learn your letters, the Shemukotoyans, you can have the first day in the ninth month, the last day in the seventh month, both healthy babies. Okay, it's possible. Or could be at least to have another birth. Now one of them, it was born and then the 7 month. One was in the 9 month. And the one who said 9 months means a whole 9 months. It has to be entire 9 months. My equal amendment, how is that possible? We're talking about two vladas here. We're not talking about shilyas here. Two vladas. One vlad was born now, and the other vlad was born 33 days later. Before we said, remember that Rav said that there's a real vlad, it has to happen. They both come out at the same time. Here, the tongue of Metzi is that there's a vlad now and a vlad 33 days later. How is that possible? If you hold that it has to be the end of 9 months, how can it be two vladas? Only unless one's born 8 months. That's what we're saying. It's two opinions.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's after nine, during the 10 months. It was
the end of the ninth month, or even Mekutoy means the beginning of the ninth month, the middle. So if you hold the end of the ninth month and an 8 month baby can't survive, how can you have two vladas 34 days apart or 33 days apart?
But I'm saying generally, can you have a situation where the baby's born in the 10th month when it's been 9 complete months?
It just had to go out.
I mean, it's
stayed late. The Ma'ikal Meimah again. Taisa says in Shabbos in Ishtanu Ativim brought down Shmuel about all this. Ma'ikal Meimah. We're going to say. So Gemara says you're right. Eivuch Shmaita. There were two dinim here. One was about a shilya, and we said 23-24 days, and one was about not a shilya. But the other one was about a vlad. After a vlad, we said 33 days, which is impossible. Eivuch Shmaita. Pukvaket. La Megimul Shilya Chov Gimul Vlad. Turn the stories around. For shilya, it's possible it came 33 days later and still connected to the vlad, but it came to two vladas. It was 23 days later. So one was the beginning of the ninth month. One was the end of the ninth month. Or the seventh month. It's 9 months, Taka, you hold it has to be the end of the ninth month. But the seventh month, no one holds it has to be the end of the seventh month. Any time during the seventh month. So one baby is born the beginning of the seventh month, and one baby is born the end of the seventh month. Because as Rashi says, that the whole argument about Mekotoyin is only in the ninth month. It's already almost fully developed. You got to fully develop it, or even almost good enough. But in the seventh month, you didn't start yet the next development stage, so therefore it doesn't matter which time the seventh month comes out, it will survive. You look at this. I'll tell you a better story, he said. It once happened that there were two twins, and one twin came out 3 months before the other twin. And you don't believe me. They're right here now in Yeshiva. Who were they? Yehuda v'chizkia b'nei Rabchia. Rabchia's children, Yehuda v'chizkia, which were Rav's nephews. Rav's first cousin. So Lucheda, so Rav would have known about it. Why Rav said before that the two vladas have to come out in the same time. So Gemara, right now the Gemara thinks how's it possible to have twins 3 months apart? Must be that she fell pregnant and had twins again. You can't fall pregnant while you're pregnant already. So how can you have another baby 3 months later? I'm going to buy a tipa achzoisa. It's the same. It's from the same relationship. The two kinds of twins, you know, so divide into two. One of them formed a lot quicker. And the other one, the end of nine. So you must go a little further. Shulia, Abayi is tame. If the Shulia in the house is tame. Tell them what we learned. Shulia, Abayi is tame. That if there's a Shulia, an afterbirth inside the house, the entire house becomes tame. Loisha Shulia Vlad. That's the Mishnah. Not because the Shulia itself is the Vlad. Elisha ain't Shulia, Elisha ain't even Vlad. There's no what it called afterbirth. There's no way. Must be a child connected to it. Just it dissolved. They all say that it's Torah. Why could they say if it dissolved? Haino didn't dissolve inside the mother's womb. You sell a meida. No, but if you tamper it and move it around, it dissolves very quickly. Your meida shimaitziu besafel. If you took now this shilya and put it into a cup or into keli, and you took lebeis achit into another house. Shehutar, you'll mind you the second house is tired because it totally dissolved now. And when it dissolved, it got mixed up with the other blood and it comes back to the Amalahan, he said to Avo, true. I agree with you. Another house, I agree with you. So they asked him, Valama, why? Because you'll say the dissolved is no longer there. So Amrullah, and sorry, he tells them, Fishain is no longer in the second house. So Amrullah told him, Kishem Shaina, Bebeza Chitzen, Kachin, Bebeza Primi. Just like if you move from house number one, house number two, your maida that it dissolved and therefore it's no longer metame. So we say when it moved from the first house, which is the mother's womb, to when it came out from her, that itself, that trauma, that whatever happened over there, it dissolved. You know that whole experience. No, when it came out of the mother's womb the first time, the experience wasn't so dramatic. Therefore, it didn't totally dissolve, and therefore it's still it's metame. But then now you're moving it to second place. That's when it totally dissolves. Yossi, that papa sat behind Rabbi in front of Rabbi Nuna. The Yossi comes and said, "My time, but what is the svara, Rabbi Shimon? What's Rabbi Shimon's svara? Why tak is a Torah? The fact is that the baby is still inside, even though the baby is still inside the shulia kasavir holds cold tuma. Shenis adibam min acha bottle. They hold that any tuma." That got mixed up with something else because bottle. True, even though if it dissolved, it's still there. Just because it dissolved, it's still there. But now that it dissolved, it got mixed up with other things, with blood and everything else. Therefore, it cancels the tumor, original tumor. Papa said, we'll finish right here. Hainu nami tamai. This must be also the reason of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi agree with him. Achikol, they all laughed. If Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Yehuda agree with Rabbi Shimon, obviously they hold all the same reason. Why should they have a different reason? Pshita, obviously they hold the same thing, that since it dissolved, they got mixed up with the blood, and therefore it's bottle. Amar HaPapa, HaPapa says, interesting what he says here. Afilu ki hamilsa, even something which is so obvious, if you're a student, even something so obvious, lay me inish, spell it out. Don't be scared to spell it out. Veloinishti, don't be quiet, kamei rabbe. Don't be quiet from your rabbe. Spell it out just to be certain. Why? Mishum shenebe, there's a pasuk, and the pasuk is as follows. Im navalta, if you say things, and sometimes some stupid things, is behisnasa. You will be lifted, you'll be elevated, you become one day big rav. Of the im zamois yod lapeh. But if you keep quiet, then yod lapeh. Your hand is on your mouth, you say nothing, you will never be smart. Because you have to always verify, even your conclusions are obvious, just to make sure certain that you are saying the right thing.
Is this
the
whole issue about what you can and what you can't say in front of your rabbi? So
what do you mean, what
rabbi
you can't say?
Is
it rabbi
here or not? Or is
it's his rabbi.
Colleagues discussing this.
He's talking to his rabbi over here. Look at Ashi, Im Levalta, right about 10 lines about him. If you make yourself an availer for Torah, Soifach, at least not say the end will be that you'll be elevated. But Im Zamoisa, Vishasakta, you be quiet. Soifach losum yad lapeh. The end, you'll put a hand on your mouth. Shlei teida lahoshiv l'shoilin. You won't know a clarkite. So don't be bashful. So we'll stop thinking tomorrow's show.